Praise God. Feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Begins, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not conformed. Be not deceived. Neither fornications, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Amen. 1 Corinthians 6:11 says, and such were some of you, but ye are washed. Amen. But ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to preach to us today. Know who you are. Amen. You are a blood-bought, born again, Holy Ghost filled child of Jesus Christ. Amen. You need to walk out of here knowing that you are one of His today. Amen. Stop letting the enemy beat you over the back and say that you're not worthy, that you can't do anything right, you can't get the things you need from God. I'm here to tell you, you need to understand and leave here today knowing who you are. Amen. Lord Jesus, right now, God, touch us today. Help us to leave here today with an understanding that we are your children, God. That we, Lord, own the cattle on 1,000 hills, Lord. It is ours because of who we are, Lord, in Christ, in you, Jesus. We are one of yours. Hallelujah. And you will not leave us forsaken, Lord. Hallelujah. You have our back, God. You will provide every need in our lives. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I am one of His. Christianity began among the Jews, but rapidly it spread to the Gentile world. And I thank God for that. Amen. That He did not come just to save them of the Jewish heritage, but He, amen, gave His blood for everyone that we might be made, hallelujah, one of His, adopted into His holy priesthood. Amen. I'm so thankful for the presence of God in my life. Amen. That He chose me. Amen. Working with the Gentiles posed a whole new set of problems, though. There was a benefit to being raised as a Jew. Amen. And in Romans 3:1-2, it says, what advantage then hath the Jew? Or what profit is there of circumcision? Much every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God. Amen. They were chosen of God, and God had given them the written word of God, and it was at their disposal, and no one was turned away because of his past life. Amen. Men and women alike, whatever their past misdeeds, their sins were forgiven and even forgotten by the Lord. Aren't you glad that He has, amen, forgiven you? Amen. His blood has washed you. His blood has cleansed you of all those misdeeds that we just read about. Amen. Such were some of you. Amen. We were there. Amen. We were sinners and we were lost, but by the grace of God, His righteousness came to us one day and chose us and cleansed us, picked us up out of the pig pen of this world and washed us up and cleansed us and gave us His Spirit, breathed new life into us and has set us on a course that we can have power in Him. Our past was unfit for the kingdom, but by God. God's holiness set him apart from anything that is not holy. Amen. Now, no thing or no one that is unclean or sinful can approach the Lord and stand in his presence. No one is fit to enter the kingdom of God on his or her personal goodness or merit. You can't do all the things we talked about in Sunday school this morning and that's it and make it. Amen. You've got to have his spirit and his blood applied upon your life. Amen. To take away anything that is not of God. Amen. It's only but by the blood. Amen. Hallelujah. If you've got unforgiveness in your spirit, amen, you need to let the blood wash you today. Amen. You need to let there be a cleansing in your spirit right now. And you need to let Jesus get down in there and wash you and cleanse you afresh and anew. Amen. And get those things out of your life. It takes the application of the blood of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ to one's life to enable him to come into the presence of God. Amen. Don't fool yourself on just being good and righteous. Amen. You can't enter in there if there's uncleanness on the inside. Amen. The wicked, the unrighteous. Amen. To be unrighteous is to be wrong. It is to do the wrong thing and simply to avoid doing the right. It's a choice. Amen. I will choose to forgive. I will choose not to hold this against you. I will choose to do what is right and not what my flesh desires to do. I choose to live for Jesus. Amen. I choose to have his righteousness on me. Amen. To be righteous is to do the right thing. Amen. Hallelujah. If you're poised with the question, what should I do? Amen. If it's wrong, don't do that. If it's right, do what is right. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't have to think about it. You can just do what's right. Amen. The right thing is always in agreement with God's expectation of our human behavior. Amen. Scripture teaches all have sinned. Amen. Get that in your brain right now. You're a sinner. Amen. So realize that you make mistakes. Realize you're not perfect. Realize that you're not him. Amen. I'm a sinner and I am in need of a savior. I'm in need of a fresh blood washing today. Amen. In my life, I can't go a day without the blood washing my sins away. Amen. I need the power of the Holy Ghost to get inside of me, burn in me, and burn out anything that is not of God. I need a fresh new mindset. I need to realize who I am. You need to realize who you are. Amen. Romans 3:23. It says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I am a sinner. Amen. I need his righteousness imputed upon me today. Amen. Romans 3:10-12. Hallelujah. It says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way, and they are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Tell yourself today, you're not. Amen. You're not righteous in and of yourself. Amen. No matter how well you may present your life, amen, before others, amen, you are a sinner. And you're lost without the shed blood of Jesus Christ upon your life and his spirit dwelling within the inside of you. Amen. living and breathing, amen, the fire of the Holy Ghost, amen, in your life. In reading a scripture, I find a great moral power. Therein am I made aware of the great forces of good in human experience. The fear of God and the peace of God. Without the fear of God, I should not stop at doing evil. The fear of God restrains from evil. Without the grace of God, I should have no desire to approach positive goodness. The one is determinant from evil, the other an encouragement of good. Hallelujah. Sin is of the wicked. Amen. If you've got sin in your life, it's from the wicked. Paul listed a number of sins the Corinthians had committed prior to God, merciful word of grace in their lives. In 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 10, it says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? But be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." Our life is in Christ. Amen. We have put away those old things. Amen. We have shed our life from those things. Amen. And we have come to Jesus Christ. And we have given our lives to Him. And we have allowed His precious blood to be placed upon our lives in baptism in His name. And we have received His Spirit inside of us. We have been adopted into the most holy family, amen, of Jesus Christ. We are His children. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is your daddy. Praise God. You've been adopted, amen, into His heritage. Amen. And what He owns, it's yours. Amen. It's yours. You have need of it. You need to ask Him of it. Amen. He will give it. Amen. He will give you the desires of your heart today. Hallelujah. No matter what a person may have been or may have done before coming to the Lord, all is forgiven and forgotten through the anointing blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So don't allow the enemy of your soul to rise up within you and say, "God's not doing this for you because you done this. And you have said these things and you have done these things. And that's why you're not getting what you need from God today." I'm here to tell you, you need to turn around and you need to point your little finger right in the devil's nose and say, that's a lie straight from the pits of hell. I am one of His. I am a child of the King and He has great things in store for me. You just wait and see. Hallelujah. Know who you are today. Amen. Stand up and say, "No, you don't understand. You need to know who my daddy is." Hallelujah. You're going to get a picture of my daddy here soon. Amen. There is no reason to look back and with shame and remorse over past misdeeds, crimes, or transgressions after they have been covered by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't care if it was done 2 hours ago. If you've called the name of Jesus Christ over that sin and you've buried it in the name of Jesus, I'm here to tell you He's forgiven you of it and you're still one of His. Amen. God is still on the throne. Amen. God is still daddy. You're a child of King. Amen. We are washed. Baptized is washing away of sins. Amen. We are cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. We are born again by the blood. Peter preached it in Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. It was that cleansing, that regeneration, that bringing you into the family of God. In the Old Testament, the leper was required to cry out unclean whenever he met someone. Whenever he met someone, today we can run through the city crying, clean! I'm clean! I'm whole! Right. Amen. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter. Amen. You apply the blood of Jesus Christ in your life. I'm telling you, that blood cleansed you. Yes. Amen. You are clean today. Amen. You are a holy nation, a royal priesthood. Amen. You need to know who you are. Amen. I am a child of God. I am a blood bought, sanctified. Amen. Born again. Amen. Into the kingdom of God. Amen. The terms for the concept of sanctification occur about 300 times in the New Testament and 760 times in the Old Testament. No teaching of Scripture is more prominent in God's plan for mankind than for man to be sanctified and holy. God has sanctified you today by His blood. Sanctification means to be separate from the world, set apart for God's holy use. Amen. The blood separates us from the world. Amen. What can wash away my sins? Hallelujah. A prayer, a simple talking to God and asking Him to forgive us of all of our sins. No, nothing. But the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. That only happens when we're baptized in His name and God's blood is applied into your life. Amen. And God's blood cleansed you from all the filthiness of the flesh. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 6:17-18 says, Wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And will be your father unto you. And ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Now right there in your minds just popped up your earthly father. How he's treated you. How he's done you wrong. I'm here to tell you, that man was a sinner. That man was not of God. God knew no sin. Neither was guile found in him. So you can just get that worldly picture out of your mind. That, oh, I could never, you know, because of the relationship that I had with my earthly father, understand how that this God can treat me any differently. I'm here to tell you that He is not, His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. He does things totally different because He doesn't dwell in the realms of sin and darkness and death. Amen. Jesus Christ is a God of goodness and mercy and grace. Amen. And He wants to bless you today. He wants to offer you peace in your life. Amen. He wants to offer you and help you to understand that you are in royalty. Amen. You are one of His. Amen. It's you can do great exploits through the power of the Holy Ghost because He resides in you. Amen. You are justified. The word justification is a legal term in which the individual is found to be just. It implies righteousness that is imputed or credited to the person, rather than the result of change in him. Job 9:2. I know it is so of a truth, but how should man be just with God? this one question spawns another difficult question. Can a human being begin the process toward justification with God? How can a sinful individual be made acceptable to God? It is possible to escape the fallen sinful nature with which we are born. We are born into sin. We were born sinners. That's the nature of our flesh. Amen. God does not justify us because we are worthy, but by justifying us makes us worthy. Amen. That's where we need to understand. It's not what I do, but what He has done in me. Amen. He is worthy. We are not. Amen. And if He is in you, if His blood is applied upon the thing that you have done that trespassed against God, I'm here to tell you that He does not see that anymore. And His Spirit, His goodness, His mercy is there in place of it. Amen. You are just as if you have never sinned. Amen. There's power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. If you can get a hold of that concept today, you can walk out of here knowing who you are. Amen. You're a blood-bought, sanctified, Holy Ghost-filled, anointed vessel of God. Amen. That power resides in you, and you can live above the things of this world. Amen. God is God, and everything else is a liar. Amen. You are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ that loved you. Hallelujah. His blood is on the inside of you and on the outside of you. Amen. You are a blood-washed child of the King. His name also resides on you. Hallelujah. Our position is in Christ Jesus. Amen. We are sons of God by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Our relationship with Jesus Christ is that of children to a father. As such, we do not choose our father. Rather, He chose us. Nobody here chose whose family you was going to be a part of. Amen. You didn't have a choice in the matter. Amen. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Amen. He chose you today. He chose to put His name on you. Amen. He chose you to pick you up, to turn you around, to give you new life. Amen. He chose you into His royal family today. You are His. The Scripture never instructs us to accept Christ as our Lord and Savior. It may surprise you to learn that Scripture never once exhorts sinners to accept Christ. The familiar 21st century evangelistic appeal in all its variations make a decision for Christ, or ask Jesus into your heart, or try Jesus, or accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, violates both the spirit and the terminology of the biblical summons to the unbelievers. Amen. God chose you. You can't choose Him. Amen. Amen. The idea of accepting Christ as your personal Savior suggests the idea of a person going job hunting and walking. Imagine this, Brother Mark. You walk into the Akron Hospital, and you tell them, you tell your employer at the place of business and say, "Sir, I have heard you are a great man to work for. And I believe this company is great and will provide a great place for me to work for many years to come. I now accept you as my employer." Right. I'm here to tell you, they will laugh you out the door. He would remind the person that there are steps he must fulfill before the employer will consider him as an employee. The employer would be the one to accept or reject the person for employment. That's where God stands. Amen. He is righteous. I'm the sinner. I'm the one in need. I'm the one in need of God doing something in my life. Amen. I cannot accept him into my life. He must in turn, amen, let me go through some steps in my life. And then he can accept me as his personal sinner. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I need Jesus every day. Amen. You better call upon the blood every day and remind yourself that you're one of his. Know who you are. Amen. Remember your place. Amen. That you are a sinner. Amen. That you are in need of a savior. Amen. Don't let the enemy of your soul get you so lifted up in pride in your life that says, I don't need to do anything today. I just am living so righteous and holy. Just look at me. I don't do anything wrong. I'm perfect. You need to know who you are today. Amen. If it wasn't for the blood, amen, you need to be thankful that Jesus Christ has called you out of darkness into this marvelous light. Amen. Don't ever let pride get before you. Amen. Because the Bible says that pride goeth before a fall. Hallelujah. You're headed for destruction. If you're thinking that you're better than anybody else and you got it all together and you can't do no wrong and you've never made a mistake, I'm here to tell you there's a blood of Jesus Christ that you need to call upon right now and say, God, help me, Jesus. Forgive me of my, holy thinking. Forgive me of my righteous ways, God, and help me, Jesus, to fall on my face before you and allow the blood of Jesus Christ to cover and cleanse my life. I need a savior today. Amen. It's a privilege to be in the sonship, in the role of knowing that you have a daddy. No one person deserves to be a son of God. Amen. I need to understand that. It is a privilege and a blessing to belong in the family of God. Amen. You are one of his, but know that he has brought you in. Amen. He has chosen you. He has called you out. Amen. And put his name on you. Amen. We are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus. Romans 6:16. It says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so, that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One advantage of sonship is being an heir to the family fortune. Hallelujah. He owns it all. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Amen. He has a place prepared for each and every one of us. Amen. Where we're going to walk on gold, of pure gold. Amen. Walls of jasper. Amen. All things that we can't even imagine. He's preparing a place for you and I. Amen. We have a family fortune. Amen. The ultimate inheritance for every child of God is heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to my heavenly home. Amen. Where no sorrow, where no pain, where no death. Hallelujah. Where no sin abides. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't have to think about not sinning today. I'm in heaven. Hallelujah. There is no unrighteousness there. Praise God. That's something to get excited about. Amen. That's some place you're headed. Amen. If you're a child of God today, if that holy presence resides on you, amen, you are going to be with Him for eternity in heaven. But prior to heaven, we receive the deposit guaranteeing our inheritance. Amen. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:13 through 14. It says, in whom ye are also trusted, that after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, the earnest of your inheritance. Hallelujah. Which is the earnest of your inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. Hallelujah. He's given us a little bit of heaven right here on earth. Amen. We can have, hallelujah, the power, the pleasures of heaven as we walk through this world of sin and debauchery. Amen. Everything that the sin of this world tries to throw at us, we have the power of the Holy Ghost residing in us to keep us alive, to keep us burning. Amen. To help us hold our heads up high in the midst of the trial, in the midst of the burning fire. Amen. Praise God. Who are you today? Are you a child of the King? Hallelujah. I'm concluding here today, but I just want you to know that you are one of His. If so, that the Spirit of Christ dwell in you. Amen. Hallelujah. And that Spirit can't dwell in you if you're not living a repented life. And if you're not allowing the blood of Jesus Christ to flood onto your spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. You cannot possess the things of God. Our redemption was not with silver or gold, but with precious blood of Jesus Christ. We are of We are of great value to our God. Amen. We can't even imagine the value that God sees in us. Amen. He sees you greater than you are right now. Amen. The thoughts that I have concerning you, He says, to give you an expected end. Amen. If the sparrows, He takes care of, the birds, all of those things, the grass of the field, all of those things, they don't even have to toil. How much more does God want to take care of you? How much more does God want to help you in your life right now? Amen. Because you're His child. We should praise God for the marvelous work He has done in our lives. And we should run through the streets crying, clean. I'm clean. I'm forgiven. I'm one of His. Do you know who you are? Hallelujah. Do you know that Jesus Christ is your daddy? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand today. If the enemy's been fighting on you and been trampling on your mind and been trying to tell you you're no good, you're never going to rise above this problem, you're never going to overcome this situation in your life, I'm here to tell you it's a lie. And that your daddy is coming down the dusty road. Amen? And He's going to take care of business. He's going to take care of your problem. He's going to take care of the thing that's been binding you and holding you back and trying to snuff you out. Amen? Why don't you come today and just remind yourself in the Holy Ghost. Just let that fresh anointing flow over you. Let that name that is above every name Just remind your enemy, I know who I am. I know who I am. My daddy's Jesus, and that's all I need. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, come on, thank Him for it today.
Why?
Sunday after we prayed and asked God to direct and help us with this loan situation. We've been approved for a loan. But we got information before we could go to them and put a bid on this property that the septic needs repaired and the furnace needs repaired. And the only way that we can do that is with a construction loan. This bank doesn't offer that. So we need a miracle from God if he wants us to be in this place. Amen. That something will open up this week for that to happen. Amen. And I just want to step forward and walk and not be swayed by circumstances. And if it's the will of God, he'll open the door for us to be able to go in and take possession of this house. Amen. And so I'm just trusting in the Lord. I just need your prayers that we are walking and doing the will of God. Amen. And that he will make a way when there seems to be no way. Amen. So if you will, let's pray right now. Let's just believe God one more time. Jesus, God, I know that you are in control of our lives and we're trusting you for miracles, Lord. We want to walk where you want us to walk, God. We want to be closer to your kingdom, Lord, that we can work in this area where you've put us, God. And we want to be blessed of you. And we're trusting in you for this home, God. And we want your perfect will to be done. God, we're asking you to open up, Lord, an avenue, God, beyond us. God, it's in your hands, Lord. Lord Jesus, to make a way, Lord God. Touch this bank, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Give them, Lord, a new way, Lord, for us, Lord God. And we're trusting you, God. We're going to keep walking and believing you, God, that you're taking us on a journey. And we're asking you, Lord, to bless in this situation. In Jesus' name, praise God. Praise God. Remember Tuesday night. Amen. Let's come believing God for miracles. Amen. Hallelujah. Come ready to seek the Lord in prayer. God bless you.